Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series brought to you by My Cost Segregation. Today's case is called Samus versus Commissioner, decided by the United States Tax Court in 1981. This case pushes on an important question. Does a piece of equipment have to be inside the building to be a structural component of the building? The answer, according to this case, is no. Here's what happened. A partnership acquired a total energy plant in 1972. This was a cogeneration system, meaning it produced heat and electricity at the same time. The plant supplied three things to a nearby apartment complex: space heating, chilled water for air conditioning, domestic hot water. The plant did not sit inside the apartment buildings. It was physically separate from them, but its entire purpose was to keep those buildings livable. Heat in the winter, cool air in the summer, hot water in the taps. The partnership claimed the investment tax credit on the plant and also a Section 179 deduction. Section 179 is a provision that lets you take an immediate deduction for certain business equipment. Their argument was that the plant was tangible personal property. The IRS said it was a structural component of the apartment buildings. The tax court agreed. Here's the court's reasoning, and it is the part you need to understand. The plant was purpose-built to serve the apartment complex. Every unit of heat it produced, every gallon of chilled water it circulated, every bit of hot water it supplied, all went to make those buildings work as residential buildings. That is a structural function. The fact that the plant sat in a separate structure outside the buildings did not change what it was for. The court asked what function the plant served. The answer was the buildings. That made it integral to the buildings. That made it structural. This case is consistent with how the IRS applied the law in the HCA case years later, where the consistency of the IRS position on building serving systems was noted. So what does this mean for your study? It means we cannot claim a building serving mechanical system as personal property just because it sits in a detached structure or can be physically separated from the main building. The test is function, not location. An energy system that exists to heat and cool your building is structural. A mechanical plant that supplies your building's domestic hot water is structural. A generator that powers the whole property for occupant comfort is structural. Physical separation from the building does not change that. Where cost segregation creates real savings is in systems that serve your business process, not your building. Industrial process equipment, specialized manufacturing systems, process cooling distinct from HVAC, data center cooling tied to the server infrastructure, not the building envelope. Those are the systems where the function points outward, toward your business activity, not inward, toward keeping the building habitable. That is where the faster class applies. When this case appears in your report, it shows you that we know the outer boundary of what counts as structural. We are not pushing claims that the courts have already rejected. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see the full authority library in your study, visit the legal section of your report.